SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, officials recover a data recorder from the ship that collided with a bridge in the United States. A survey finds some parents are skipping meals to keep their children fed. And in sport, the Australian women's cricket team has thumped Bangladesh by 8 wickets to clean sweep their ODI series. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I am Alex Anifantis. Singapore's Port Authority says the cargo vessel involved in a bridge collapse in the United States had passed inspections and had valid clearances at the time of the incident. The Singapore-flagged ship issued a mayday call after it lost power moments before crashing into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. 6 people are missing after the incident and authorities say they are now presumed dead. Singapore's Marine and Ports Authority also suggested the Dali had passed 2 separate foreign port state inspections in June and September last year. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has called for a thorough evaluation and strengthening of the state's maritime and rail assets.
It's difficult to understand what infrastructure could have taken that level of hit and that level of direct hit. So we do understand the uniqueness of this situation, but we also do think that this warrants a time for us to really think about our infrastructure as a whole. Our maritime infrastructure, rail infrastructure, all infrastructure, and making sure that Maryland can lead the way in having real core infrastructure assets that are both safe and effective.
Officials in Baltimore say investigators have boarded the container ship and recovered its data recorder. A survey by Australia's competition regulator has found some parents are skipping meals to keep their children fed, and families say they have turned to frozen fruits and vegetables as a cheaper alternative. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says rising prices at supermarkets are forcing more lower-income households to spend up to a quarter of their total income on groceries. More than 13,000 Australians responded to an ongoing survey by the regulator as part of their inquiry into supermarkets' price gouging. Gazan health authorities say 24 Palestinians have been killed in the latest Israeli airstrikes on Gaza's southern town of Rafah, despite ceasefire calls from the United Nations. The attacks follows a resolution passed by the United Nations Security Council on Monday calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Musa Dahir is a Palestinian man who lost both his parents in the latest bombing of Rafah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I can't make sense of what happened. My parents, my father with his displaced friends who came from Gaza near the industrial area and were staying with him. They were all together when suddenly they were all gone like dust. They fled from one death and came to another. That's the whole story. What have we done? If the Security Council issues another resolution, they will hit us more. For God's sake, do not pass more resolutions. That's enough. Every time they pass a resolution, they hit us more.
The Greens have criticised the federal government's proposed changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Introduced to Parliament by NDIS Minister Bill Shorten, the changes would have 660,000 Australians covered by the scheme undergo an assessment. They would then receive a plan and budget based on their needs, with the money they receive only to be spent in accordance with their plan. But Green Senator Jordan Steele-John says the proposed changes are unfair for those with disabilities.
Disabled people are feeling gaslit. This legislation has been dropped on the community after it was developed in secrecy, forcing disabled people to sign non-disclosure agreements on the penalty of prosecution. What we see is a piece of legislation which is deeply concerning to disabled people because it undermines the foundational core of the NDIS.
In sport, her ruthless Australian women's cricket team has shown little mercy to Bangladesh, thumping the hosts by 8 wickets to clean sweep their ODI series. Already 2-0 up, Alyssa Healy won the toss at the match in Dhaka and had little hesitation in bowling. Opening pair Kim Garth and Elise Perry dominated early, removing the top three batters, Fargana Hock, Sumaina Akhtar and Burshida Khatun, by the end of the 8th over with just 24 runs on the board. The hosts never recovered and stumbled throughout the innings, losing wickets at regular intervals to be bowled out for 89 in 26.2 overs. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I am Alex Anifantis.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.